All right, we're here at a mega media extravaganza at New Holland in New Holland, Pennsylvania. With me is Abe Hughes, Vice President, North America. And Abe, why don't you tell us, first of all, why you invited the media here, what you're trying to accomplish?
Well, as you know, New Holland has been kind of quiet over the last 10 years or so. And we've been so successful at our turnaround and our rejuvenation these last 2 years that we thought it's high time that we invite all of the media over to hear our story and so we can tell it directly and give you a little bit of insight as to our future here.
Well, a couple of the terms that you used a couple times, back in the game and rejuvenation. You're really excited about this. Tell me about what you mean by that.
Well, first of all, back in the game simply means, you know, the fact that New Holland in these last couple years has really gotten back in the game. This was a brand that, frankly, didn't have a lot of attention. We had gone through numerous changes in management over the years. And, you know, we as senior management of CNH spent a lot of time figuring out, what do we do with New Holland? How do we rejuvenate New Holland? What's the plan? And so it's with that plan that we came over here in the last couple years, put our nose to the grindstone, and really straightened a lot of things out here at the brand, whether it's with the customer focus, leadership, products, our own financials. We got it all worked out, and that's what we mean by, you know, just really fine-tuning the business and really getting positioning statements, getting everything organized, getting leadership in place so this brand can, you know, resume its incredible leadership that it really experienced over the years. And that's what back in the game means. Getting back in the game of agriculture, back in the game of big agriculture, back in the game of hay and forage leadership that we've had over the years.
Well, one of the things that you talked about is really your target audience. You're really targeting what you call the mixed farmer. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the mixed farmer. You know, it's a term that I wouldn't say we coined, but it's a term we use here, which is really the diversified farmer. It's that farmer that's already working with us, buying our equipment, and has for years in the area of hay and forage. You know, we have cutting, prep, we have packaging equipment for hay that's second to none in the world. And what we've noticed is this farmer is now also doing cash crop. They're growing corn, they're growing soy. And, you know, we need to follow in those areas of the business. They're doing hay with us, but probably doing tractors and combines with somebody else. And really following our mixed farmer, our customer, and really trying to get all of his business is really what New Holland's our approach is. And that's all we're trying to do here.
Well, you talked about, too, one of the big emphasis areas is on your dealerships. Uh-huh. And you actually have three different segments that you talked about. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you know, New Holland actually runs three distinct businesses when you look at the customer segments we've got. On the one end, you've got our consumer market, our hobby market, our lifestyler, which we call our residential, commercial, municipal utility business, always buying the small tractors, the, you know, 5 to 10 acres that they're farming, the utility vehicles, things like that. So that's one piece of our segment, and up and down the Northeast. And, you know, it's an important part of our business, and we've got all kinds of new products that we're developing for them. And then you go to the next segment, which is our dairy and livestock segment, which is really the core basis of this business. This is where New Holland got its origins in 1895 with Abe Zimmerman and our hay tools. Well, we've got a ton of those dealers throughout the United States and Canada. Hay is done everywhere. Dairy is produced everywhere. Livestock as well. So we have a very good presence, strong presence with all of those kinds of dealers and those farming areas all over the country. And then finally, we have the big ag area, our cash crop segment. And our cash crop segment is really strongest up in Western Canada, and then it comes down through the prairie states into the Midwest. And I think that's the area that New Holland actually participates. We're number one or number two worldwide in many markets. But in the United States, that's really an opportunity for growth for us. So how do we recapture, how do we build our presence in that big ag business? So three distinct businesses, three distinct customer groups, and three distinct dealer entities that handle those kinds of businesses for us.
Well, when you talk about success, one of the things that you measure success with is earnings. And you just had some good news coming out about New Holland earnings.
Yes, we do. And success in business is really about finances. That's the ultimate scorecard. You know, how are you doing? Your profit and losses? How is your balance sheet? And I'm happy to say that, you know, New Holland North America, it was part of the success of our recent earnings release today. In fact, we released our earnings, I believe, We made $1.11 a share, which is, you know, well above the period last year. And then well above what the analysts were expecting of between 71 and 73 cents a share. New Holland was a great contributor. New Holland North America, great contributor, and one of the strongest contributors to New Holland worldwide. So we're definitely pulling our weight now, and there's much more to come.
Well, the exciting thing about this for the media day so far for us was to really get to see the history of New Holland. And being a Zimmerman myself, actually, not only am I married to a Zimmerman, but my mother's maiden name was Zimmerman. So I have Zimmermans on both sides of the family. So I'm wondering if I have some kind of interest in this company since, as you told us, it was founded by Abe Zimmerman. Tell us a little bit about that.
That's interesting. I didn't know that you had Zimmermans on both sides. But, we began our day over at the original plant site where Abe Zimmerman started the company in downtown New Holland, building from 1895. But he was Mennonite, and he designed the first freeze-proof engine. It was a, low-horsepower engine. And that was his claim to fame. And then he got into hay tools. And, there's even a piece of our story where, he thought the world was going to come to an end. So then he sold his business. And, it's a really rich history here at New Holland. And then we brought you over, in a nice way with the Amish buggies and carriages. I think it made for a nice touch. The thing about New Holland that makes us so different than any of the other big ag equipment companies is that we're not full of ourselves. We're not too big for our britches. One of the things that we're going to do differently at New Holland is we're going to remain authentic. We're going to remain true to our agricultural roots, and we're going to do business maybe a little bit the old-fashioned way, but with the most incredible technology and the most incredible customer service you can imagine. So I would say that that's kind of a differential about New Holland, and I think it's an exciting time for you to visit us and to see. We see each other so much at the fairs and all, and I bet you didn't have any idea of what this was all about.
No, and I did not know it was founded by Zimmerman. But also part of the history is Ford and Fiat.
Absolutely. Ford, Ford thought that by hooking up with our hay tools, that would be such a winning combination. It was for many years. That's what brought us the blue to the New Holland, to the color. And then, Fiat, when Ford wanted to diversify and move out, Fiat saw a great opportunity in New Holland, and for many years also did very well with New Holland in the United States and globally. And then in 1999, there was an opportunity to acquire Case IH. And so that's where this business even grew bigger. And now we're all together in Case New Holland, an incredible business that's number two worldwide in agriculture, number three capital goods manufacturer behind Caterpillar, Volvo. And just, a very successful, award-winning, I would say, endeavor for the Agnelli family out of Italy. They've been in tractors since 1919 and love this business. And, we're here to stay.
Well, it's so exciting. I know we're going to find out more, but I just wanted to get a little overview there, and it's really exciting to be here, and we really appreciate you inviting us here. And here at the New Holland Mega Media event, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.